Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on this cold Monday morning. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark, who is back tomorrow. Carl, I keep forgetting that it is Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Because this is just a huge weekend for shopping. And I know a lot of the businesses rely on this weekend to carry them through so that they're not, you know, losing money, basically, because you had Black Friday and then, of course, Small Business Saturday, which I feel kind of bad for them because that just so happened to be the day we got a lot of snow. So I'm guessing a lot of people decided not to go shopping at the small businesses. But today, I'm guessing many of you may be going online, myself included, to try to get some gifts and score some of those big deals. I don't really pay attention to all that. I probably should. I am sort of organized in that way. I wish I were better. But if you did not remember, heads up, today is Cyber Monday. Today also happens to be the first full day that Hunter Biden has been pardoned. No one should be shocked by this. That came out yesterday, Biden releasing that. And I'm going to read more about that here just in a minute. But, you know, despite him saying that over and over again, we knew that was going to happen. That is not shocking whatsoever, whether you like it or you don't like it. That was bound to happen. So coming up this hour here in the next segment, we have Real or Fake News with Carl. And it sounds like Ethan and I are going to be going head to head.
And it's going to be all Thanksgiving leftovers.
I like that.
Because I had so much stuff from last week that I didn't get to. We're going to get to it this week.
So I have a 50% chance of winning. I like the odds.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean not necessarily? If it's me and Ethan playing, I have a 50-50 shot of winning.
That's if you both give opposite answers.
Well, okay. Let's just assume that we will give opposite answers. Let's just assume. So that's coming up in the next segment.
That's not the strategic way to go, Kim.
No, my strategy is that if I say real enough times, then you're bound to put a fake in there. It's just like high school. When I answered C too many times, I'd answer B. You know, you got to throw a B in there just because you know that the teacher wouldn't have done all C's. And I was an AB student. It worked out well for me.
But you studied.
I did, but still, I didn't retain a lot of it. How much of the stuff that we learned that we actually retain? You learn it, you cram it into your brain for the test the night before, and then the next day you forget all the stuff that you just learned.
Staying up does not work.
And you never use it again. That's right. How I feel about half the stuff that I studied. At the bottom of the hour, we have Ashley Smith Thomas. She's a political strategist. She's also the founder and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA. And Trump's attorneys have been arguing that the New York Attorney General Letitia James should drop the civil fraud case against him and his family, his businesses. Remember, that was the one where they ordered him to pay $454 million. Absolutely ridiculous. The cases have all been falling apart against him, including the Jack Smith case. He filed a motion to dismiss that one in light of Trump being elected. Judge granted that motion. So it seems more than reasonable for many reasons to dismiss that one. So again, that's what we're going to talk to Ashley Smith Thomas about at the bottom of the hour. Right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The fact that Kash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate.
The left is absolutely freaking out that Donald Trump has picked Kash Patel, a total disruptor, exactly what we need, as the FBI director, which means that Christopher Wray, if you're listening right now, which I'm sure you are, you can go ahead and start packing your bags.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Obama, and I'm an executive producer for Later Daters. It's a fun new dating show from Higher Ground on Netflix.
I'm really sorry I'm doing this to you. I know you didn't want to hear Michelle Obama's voice ever, but especially not at 7:12 this morning. We all thought we didn't have to hear from the Obamas or see the Obamas much at all after Trump won. But no, now Michelle Obama has decided to be the executive producer on some Netflix dating show.
Please join the Blues and the entire hockey community in a moment of silence as we honor the spirit of Colin Brown.
A really sweet tribute over the weekend for the Blues game on Saturday, where, as you just heard, they had a moment of silence for Colin Brown. He's the CBC hockey player who was shot and killed while he and his dad were driving down I-55 near Loughborough. Now some guys thrown in $10,000. Local organizations are throwing in money, hoping that someone has information that will lead to the arrest of the gunman. Still on the run, by the way.
But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Okay. We all, again, we knew this was going to happen. I just as a parent now, I can't really blame him. As a father trying to look out for his son and protect him, I can't really blame him. Like, I think about, it's so easy for us to sit here and say, how dare he do this? And to a degree, I have those same thoughts. But if you just remove all of that and think about this dad protecting his son, I can't really blame him there. Now, the timing of this and what this pardon includes is what kind of bothers me. The statement from Joe Biden when he issued this pardon yesterday talked about how Hunter Biden was selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Not sure about that. Talking about how basically this was just an attack on him and an attack on his son, and that nobody would have found this to be reasonable if it weren't for, you know, him being the president. Now, I want to specifically talk about the timing, like I mentioned, of this, because the pardon says that it includes any crimes he committed or may have committed from January 1st, 2014 through December 1st of 2024. That's almost an 11-year span. Well, why is the 2014 date very important? Well, it's important because that's the exact year that Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma. Remember the big guy, the conversations where supposedly he'd put the big guy, a.k.a. his dad, Joe Biden, on the phone, on speakerphone, and allegedly they were just talking about the weather. And you need to get your head out of your butt if you think that that's actually what they were talking about. That's nonsense. We know that he was using his dad's influence to get business deals. And so I think that the part that bothers me about this pardon is, I think this is so much bigger than just saying, OK, you know, you're not going to be sentenced or face any jail time for the gun and tax charges, by the way, that he was already convicted of. I think it's to protect the Biden family. OK, we know there has been so much corruption in that family. And despite them denying it over and over again, this, to me, this is exactly what this was about, is making sure that that family is more protected, especially, and you have to look at the timing of all this. It comes just a couple of days after Trump announced that he wants to pick Kash Patel for the FBI director position. Christopher Wray did not stand a chance, even though Trump appointed him back in 2017. They're supposed to have a 10-year term, so technically he could be in that role until 2027. We knew that that would not be the case, that Trump would never allow that to happen because the FBI has been a disaster. The entire DOJ is corrupt. Most Americans agree. A Gallup poll found that 66% of people on the left and the right think that it's moving in the wrong direction. They don't trust the DOJ and the FBI. That's big, that it's both sides. It's not just the Republicans who are saying we need some changes. And that's why Trump has this mandate. That's why he needs to put people like the disruptor, Kash Patel, in that position to flip it on its head. And that's exactly what he's going to do, assuming the Senate confirms him. Ted Cruz believes that he is going to confirm him, that he has enough votes. Of course, the Republicans have control of the Senate, but let's be real, how many rhinos? And I think that term is overused, but there are a lot of rhinos right now in the Senate and the House. But I'm hoping that the Senate will confirm this pick. And you can just laugh when you see all the mainstream media outlets, which I've seen this morning, talking about how Trump picks a loyalist, Kash Patel. Well, yeah, of course he's going to pick a loyalist. He needs somebody who's going to follow the mandate that the American people gave him. That should not be a head scratcher for a lot of people, but for some reason, it seems to be. Not really sure what's going on there. All right, on the other side of the break, it is real or fake news. Carl, I hope you have some hard questions because Ethan and I are going head to head.
No, they're not hard. Use your brain.
You're going to hurt my pride if I get them wrong then. Don't go anywhere.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. My name's Carl, and every Monday around this time, on the days that I am here, I read the headlines to the people in the studio, and they have to guess if they are real or fake. Today, Mark Cox is not here. Kim St. Ange is doing a fabulous job hosting. Good job, Kim. Thank you. So it is going to be Ethan Bright versus Kim St. Ange. And Ethan Bright, you won last week all the Thanksgiving questions.
Shocker.
So let's shock everyone again.
I've not been doing the best job in the last number of weeks.
Yeah, and then Mark won a couple weeks.
I know.
It's the end of the year, Kim. You're already ahead.
Thank you.
So she doesn't... Actually, I think you need to... If Mark would like win the rest of the weeks, I think you'd be tied.
Oh, great.
But we don't care because we want to do this here and now. So last week we did nothing but Thanksgiving stuff. And I had so much Thanksgiving stuff. We're going to be doing leftovers today.
Hooray.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? Only female turkeys gobble. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'm going to say fake. Too. I think it'd be the men, the boy, the, you know.
You're correct.
The mating call.
You're correct. Male turkeys gobble, so it's fake. Female turkeys cackle.
Of course they do.
Of course.
Is it named Kamala?
Oh, boy.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? The annual White House tradition of pardoning a turkey officially started with George H.W. Bush in 1989. But real or fake, JFK... did it first in 1963.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I will say real.
Wow. It's real. Like the couple days before he got assassinated, that was one of the last things that JFK did. He pardoned a turkey. And maybe that's why the next year, LBJ did not. That's probably not right.
Never be too careful.
You're both tied at two. Ethan Bright, real or fake, it would take 10 hours on a treadmill to burn the 4,500 calories consumed at an average Thanksgiving meal. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
It is real.
Oh, I thought it'd be more.
See, if you were listening last week, Nicole Murray said that it takes 10 hours of exercise, but she didn't say what kind of exercise. I looked into it further. Kim St. Ange, real or fake? Stuffing and dressing are just regional versions of the exact same thing. Real or fake?
I guess I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I believe it's real.
Fake! Stuffing is cooked inside the bird. Dressing is cooked outside the bird.
You got really excited that you just fooled us there.
I fooled you both.
It's still the same stuff. It's just one put in there.
It's not. What I said was stuffing and dressing are just regional versions of the exact same thing. That is not true. Stuffing is cooked inside the bird. Dressing is cooked outside the bird. And you realize that somebody is yelling at the radio saying, I knew that!
It's still the same stuff, though. You just put it in or don't.
Let's see. Who's next? Ethan, I believe it is you.
I've already lost. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Actually, you're only behind by one. Real or fake? Women drink an average more than men do on Thanksgiving. Real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
They like their wine. I'll say real.
It's fake. Men do. Men have an average of 3.1 glasses of whatever, and women only have 2.4.
It's because they're recovering from Wednesday night.
Or that they are busy in the kitchen cooking.
That's exactly why they should be drinking. I'm just saying. Stuck
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? Missouri ranks number 10 in Black Friday spending.
This better not be like, oh, we're actually ranked number 12.
I'm going to tell you it's not.
Okay, I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Fake.
It is real. They are number 10 with an average of $365 per person on Black Friday.
It's more than I thought.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? Jingle Bells was written as a Thanksgiving song. Real or fake?
Fake?
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
It is real. The original title of Jingle Bells was One Horse Open Sleigh. And then everyone liked it as at Christmas, and so they changed it to Jingle Bells.
Well, that's why we listen to Christmas songs at Thanksgiving, because no one has a Thanksgiving song.
Except
Adam
Sandler.
No one sings about turkey. Okay, well, with the exception of Adam Sandler, you're right.
Real or fake, Kim St. Ange, the drunkest metro area in Missouri on the night before Thanksgiving is Cape Girardeau.
Man, I would think it would be Columbia, Missouri, which is Boone County. I'm going to say, I'll say fake.
Real.
It is real. Ethan Bright for the win. I don't know why it's Cape Girardeau.
Because there's not much else to do there?
Easy.
Ethan Bright.
Real.
Real or fake? According to the USDA, the top state for turkey production is North Carolina. Real or fake?
Yeah, real. I'll stick with it.
I'll go real.
It's fake. It's Minnesota.
Minnesota.
But it doesn't matter.
Winning.
Our winner is Kim St. Ange.
Finally.
6-3.
Oh,
Ethan. It's okay. I can't even rub it in Mark's face. Next Monday, remind me to rub it in Mark's face. I know he didn't even compete, but I still have to let him know that I won, because I've been having a bad streak. It's not been great.
I have two more, but I'm going to save those for next week.
So really, leftovers.
No, I can make them generic enough that it won't matter.
Okay, well, we'll look for that, Carl.
Congratulations, Kim. Now you've won for the year.
Thank you. On the other side of the break, Ashley Smith Thomas on Trump's plea to have Letitia James drop the case.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, And the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops.
That is Kash Patel. That's Trump's pick to be FBI director. And man, I love this pick. You know, we've been talking a lot about Kash Patel because his name had been thrown out for that role, because we all know Christopher Wray needs to go. And the left is losing its mind over this pick because of what he's talked about doing, which is what you just heard when he was doing that interview back in September saying, look, I want to get rid of the FBI headquarters there, the Hoover building, and I want to turn it into a museum of the deep state. And I want to make these FBI agents do the job that they're actually hired to do. And this is exactly what we need, the kind of people we need in Washington, D.C., and that's what Trump is delivering on. I want to get to our guest right now, Ashley Smith Thomas, political strategist and the founder and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA. We're trying to get a hold of her right now. We'll see if we can't get in touch with her. But I wanted to ask her opinion about this pick because, like I mentioned, people are losing their minds over this. I want to play clip number 6. This is Andrew McCabe on MSNBC flipping out about this.
The fact that Kash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate. So I think what we should really be thinking about right now is, what does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for the FBI? The installation, or the nomination, I guess we should say at this point, of Kash Patel as FBI director can only possibly be a plan to disrupt, to dismantle, to distract the FBI, and to possibly use it as a tool for the president's political agenda.
Oh, come on. Why is the mainstream media so stunned at this pick and saying this suggests he's going to overhaul the FBI and the DOJ? Well, of course he is. That's exactly what he said on the campaign trail. This shouldn't be breaking news to anyone. And for some reason, people are scratching their heads this morning. Now, you heard McCabe trying to say that Kash Patel is not qualified to be in that position as FBI director. Let me just read you what might be on Kash Patel's resume, okay? He was chief of staff at the Department of Defense, Deputy Director of the National Security Council, Senior Staffer on the House Intelligence Committee, Federal Prosecutor under the Obama administration, and played a huge role in the Russia case with Trump, defending him. He has a nonprofit called the Kash Foundation, which helps families of people who have been charged for their role in January 6th, which, by the way, I'm assuming that Trump's going to pardon a lot of those people come January. So this guy, in my opinion, has everything he needs to do the job. And I think that the left just knows that this means people who have basically been sitting and twiddling their thumbs for the last number of years are going to be out of a job. And that's why they don't like it. I want to play this clip for you. This is Senator Ted Cruz. And, you know, this shouldn't come as a surprise, but he is in, you know, full support of Trump's pick of Patel. Play clip 7.
And I got to say, all of the weeping and gnashing of teeth, all of the people pulling their hair out, are exactly the people who are dismayed about having a real reformer come into the FBI and clean out the corrupted partisans who sadly have burrowed into senior career positions at the FBI. The FBI and the Department of Justice are two institutions incredibly important to the rule of law in the United States. I revere both. And one of the most tragic consequences of 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is both DOJ and the FBI have been politicized and weaponized. And I think Kash Patel is a very strong nominee to take on the partisan corruption in the FBI.
It absolutely has been weaponized. I mean, look what Donald Trump has been facing. Now, thankfully, a lot of those cases have been dismantling. Now his team is asking Letitia James to get rid of the civil case that he was ordered to pay $454 million. OK. And the Jack Smith case has already been, you know, that's been squashed. That is the right thing to do in these cases. I think that Kash Patel is going to work really well with Pam Bondi, of course, Trump's AG pick. And they're going to make some serious changes at the DOJ. This is the same DOJ for anybody, maybe your friends who think that we don't need a major overhaul. OK, why don't you just remind them of this that we've seen play out over the last number of months? Well, years, really. This is the same DOJ that was targeting parents at school board meetings, calling them terrorists for speaking out about things, about concerns about their children and the kinds of things they were being exposed to. This is the same DOJ that was targeting Catholics, okay? That actually came out. It's not like I'm just making that up. That's a fact. The same DOJ that was going after people who refused to take the COVID shot and lost their job. We need some serious change, and that's what people are so scared of. Now, I have been a big fan of, I would say, 99.9% of Trump's picks. But there is one that I have some questions about, and that is Chad Chronister. Okay, Trump just announced over the weekend that he's picking him to lead the DEA. He's the Hillsborough County, which is in Florida, sheriff. And I get that, he would be with the DEA. Okay, so that's a little bit different than what he's currently doing. But there are stories coming out about this guy in Hillsborough County who had some pastor arrested for violating the COVID-19 orders. He was big into the Pride Parade stuff there in his area, which, that's frustrating to me when you hear about these people trying to push that. In fact, Carl, let's play clip number 12. Here he is.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Chad Chronister. March 25th is the Tampa Pride Diversity Parade. It has become a historical annual spring event in Ybor City when Florida weather is the most enjoyable. It's a time for love and unity, celebrating equality for everyone. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is ready to celebrate our employees and our community. As we prepare to show support for all people, we focus on compassion, understanding, and inclusion.
Yeah, not a fan of that. And he supposedly let 165 criminals go because they couldn't social distance in jail. Again, I know that that's not what he'd be focusing on. He'd be with the DEA, and that is different. But that's not the kind of person we want in a leadership role. And let me just voice this frustration that I have here. I feel like, as a Trump supporter, when people know you're a Trump supporter, it's some expect you to like every single thing he possibly does. And if you voice any opposition to a decision he makes, then somehow you're a traitor. That's garbage. That's garbage. I mean, come on. That's a problem. We do not want to just be yes people who can't raise questions and concerns about things we see happening. Okay. I was so excited to go vote for Donald Trump. I think he will be a fantastic president, just like he was for his first term. OK, I think that he is, for the most part, picking people who are like Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi, who are going to be really great for the country. I did have some questions with Pam Bondi because she supported red flag laws, but people can change their minds, as I did with my political views. But I think it's okay to question some of the decisions. It does not mean that you're not loyal to Donald Trump or whatever the case may be. You're a traitor. I've been accused of that. That's whatever. But I am kind of tired of feeling like you can't even say one negative thing or raise one question without people breathing fire down your back saying, oh, you're a denier and you're a rhino. No, come on. Let's be real. We need to be looking into these people. Now, these obviously have to be confirmed by the Senate. Cash Patel has to be confirmed by the Senate, and Ted Cruz thinks that he will be. Will Chad Chronister? I don't know. I think there are some picks. Like, I think RFK Jr., I think he might get through. I think Tulsi Gabbard might get through. But those would be two of the picks in my mind who might have a harder time getting through. Now, of course, the question is, will he turn to recess appointments? And Mark and I have talked about this before, but I think it's worth bringing up again, because you're going to hear the left who tries to argue, well, that would be ridiculous and not democratic if he wants to use recess appointments and just bypass the Senate. Well, let's just back up a little bit, because our pal Barack Obama made 32 recess appointments. This would certainly not be the first time that a president, it was not just Barack Obama, by the way, many presidents have made recess appointments, okay? This is a somewhat common thing. The question is, again, will Trump use that to push some of these picks through who he maybe worries will not get through? Because, sure, we have the lead in the House and the Senate, But those are the same people who just picked John Thune as the majority leader, okay? John Thune, I'm really praying that he's going to work well with Trump, but I was not in support of that pick. And that just tells you these people who we elect who I think run on a conservative platform and they know all the right things to say and how to say them, they don't necessarily do those things once they're elected, right? Because you're influenced by lobbyists and all the other things. Money, right? That's the biggest driver, which I believe truly is why Amendment 3 passed here in Missouri. People are so influenced, these outside organizations and people, they were pouring millions of dollars here into the state of Missouri. They have nothing to do with Missouri, but they wanted to make sure that Amendment 3 passed because abortion is very profitable. That's ridiculous if anyone tries to deny that. Planned Parenthood makes its money, the majority of its money, from abortion, from the killing of babies. That is what they need, really, to be a functioning business, which is so incredibly sad. So I am so pumped for January 20th. I think we need these disruptors. You know, we need people who are going to know the mandate and understand the mandate that Donald Trump was given because we elected him. We overwhelmingly elected him. Trump is doing what he said he would do on the campaign trail. So you can watch your mainstream media today and laugh at them for panicking about the fact that Trump is picking, quote unquote, loyalists like Kash Patel, because that would be foolish for Trump, for any president to pick somebody who's going to completely go against what he stands for, because that's what won him the election. OK, so let's go January 20th. I am ready for it. I just think a lot of these picks like Kash Patel are fantastic. Chad Cronister, I've got some questions for you. When we come back, I found this interesting report that found that the Biden administration overwhelmingly targeted Christian schools. Don't go anywhere.
Kim on a whim.
The FTC is suing the largest Christian university for deceptive advertising and illegal telemarketing. Grand Canyon University now facing a second lawsuit from a Biden agency after it was fined nearly $38 million in October by the Department of Education over similar allegations.
Can we count that as bonus, Griff?
Yes.
That's our pal, Griff Jenkins, from Fox News.
He was hosting that day.
He was hosting. He's been anchoring over the holidays, and he was doing a great job. And he's talking about this report that shows nearly 70% of the Biden administration's education enforcement targeted specifically Christian colleges. There are two in particular that they went after, and that is Grand Canyon University and Liberty University. And they're going after them for the dumbest things, trying to claim that they weren't clear about how much money they were charging people to get certain degrees, like their doctorate. It's nonsense. I don't even believe the allegations. And then you think about how many other schools are doing very deceptive things, and the fact that they're really not going after them. They're targeting specifically these Christian universities because it goes against their narrative. So they're finding any little thing they can possibly use as leverage to say, well, this is why you're in violation of this. It's ridiculous. So this report was talking, by the way, it's from the American Principles Project, if you're interested in reading more about it. But these schools that they've gone after, okay, they represent less than 10% of the students in the United States, okay? Here's an interesting statistic. It talks about how these schools that are facing millions and millions of dollars of fines. Like I said, one of them was saying that misled students about the cost of its doctoral programs over several years. Okay, I'm not buying that. They're facing more fines than the other schools over the last 7 years combined. That's ridiculous. Let me read you this little quote here. It talks about how both of these institutions have faced record level fines worth significantly more than all penalties imposed over the past 7 years combined, including the fines imposed on Penn State, which was $2.4 million, and Michigan State, $4.5 million, which related to Jerry Sandusky and Larry Nassar. We remember that, right? The sex crimes. So what does that tell you? I'm really curious to see what kind of changes are made when Trump's cabinet takes over. Miguel Cardona, the current guy over the Department of Education, needs to go. See ya. And obviously he will. Linda McMahon is Trump's pick for Department of Education, and we'll see if she gets confirmed by the Senate. But keep in mind, Trump has said, we need to dismantle the Department of Education. We need to put the control back to the states. And I agree with that. It's gotten completely out of control. I wholeheartedly support school choice because I think that a lot of these schools that are pushing this woke ideology, they're going to be held more accountable if they realize that people can just take their tax dollars and go elsewhere. That's a problem, right? These schools understandably rely on our tax dollars to function, to operate. And if they're pushing all this stuff, if like the Francis Howell School District, they're allowing supposedly the boy who's like 200 plus pounds who thinks he's a girl, they're allowing him to use the girls' bathroom. That's a problem. I would be livid if I had a daughter in the Francis Howell School District. I think it was Francis Howell High, maybe. I can't remember which one it was, where this is supposedly happening. We had people talking about it on the show last week. If you want to go listen to that interview, by the way, you can download the Odyssey app. And just a shameless plug, you don't have to buy it for Cyber Monday. It's free. And you go to the Odyssey app and you can leave us up to a 60-second message. And you can talk about whatever you want, but one of the biggest things is to make sure you wait the 3 seconds before you start talking, because we love hearing from you guys, but I can't tell you how many times we've gone to go listen to one of these messages and you hear it being cut off. The first parts, you can't even understand it, and then the message makes no sense, so we don't even play it over the air. We'd love to be able to play your sound bites, whatever you have to say, whatever's on your mind. Keep it clean. But yeah, I didn't mean to go down a rabbit hole there, but my point is, on the college level and the high school level, like all school, it's just been such a disaster. And I'm really hoping that Trump's going to turn things around. And I have confidence that he will. And part of the problem is that kids are being indoctrinated, not just in school, but even at the library. St. Louis County Library put something out saying that for high school students and parents, you can come to the drag race trivia. So there's like a drag show trivia that you can attend to look ahead to the premiere of season 17 of RuPaul's Drag Race. That's the kind of stuff that these kids are being exposed to. And we wonder why the younger generation is so woke. That is exactly why. Still to come, Jesse Jane Duff coming up at 8:20, and then Tom Ackerman at 8:35. A lot happened over the weekend in the sports world, and we're going to talk about it with him. Don't go anywhere.
Get more at 971talk.com.